Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
With all the turmoil in the world, a popular theme among so many wishing for a better culture is the value of unity. We hear it from politicians and public figures who call for unity, similar to the great American motto, "United We Stand." And very often, people from all sides of modern polemical ideologies cheer in the notion of a united people. That is, until it comes time to bend their worldviews or beliefs in order to accomplish this great-sounding unity. See, unity in the sense of American culture was not very difficult to attain years ago, at least when a majority of the culture had somewhat similar moral foundations. When we cut through all the fluffy jargon, the real problem now is that there has been a deep-founded ideological chasm forming in culture for several decades. Those North Americans with a Judeo-Christian moral ethic have stayed much the same, for that ethic is sourced in a fixed position found in Hebrew scriptures primarily. What has changed is the rise of progressive secularism that demands the unity shift their way. The disunity is caused by a one-sided pulling of culture to the left, and that, my friends, is the problem. So let's look at this concept of unity and digest what it really means to be unified. First, we'll explore very good-sounding and popular sayings on unity. For instance, Gandhi said that our ability to reach unity in diversity will be the beauty and test of our civilization. So he clearly thought that true societal beauty comes from diverse unity. The problem is that statement is so undefined, general, and quite honestly pointless. It doesn't define unity or diversity, so it's impossible to know when they are attained. Former President Barack Obama said, "We long for unity but are unwilling to pay the price." But of course, true unity cannot be so easily achieved. It starts with change in attitudes, a broadening of our minds, and a broadening of our hearts. Whoa, now we're getting somewhere. He believes that unity comes from bending and broadening our minds and hearts. And with that quote, we can unravel how secularists view ideas of unity. In their minds, unity cannot happen through narrow, objective, ideological positioning. That sounds quite opposed to what a biblical Christian should understand. Paul said in Ephesians, Philippians, and elsewhere that unity happens as people walk worthy of their calling in Christ. The Apostle John said that unity and cooperation could only happen through agreement on the gospel, including sin and Christ's redemption, and a turning from worldly thought. Jesus was narrow, announcing that he was the only way, the truth, and the life. He said there is no unity, no broadening, no bending for the sake of mere agreement. All unity must be based in the truth that God defines. So while calls for unity sound great and seem like solutions when there is no other, we really need to pause and discern the source by which such unity is defined. Unity for the sake of unity involves compromise, and when that compromise causes us to drift from what we know to be true, then unity is not only fruitless, it can be sinful. Unity can only exist if it is sourced in truth. Otherwise, it is fleeting compromise that will blow with the winds of culture and never result in biblical unity sourced in the truth of Christ.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.